Let's get in the Word tonight, and let's get in the Word tonight. Mark chapter 11, Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. You know, I want to talk about something tonight because it's, you know, we believe in divine healing. We believe in divine health in this house. We pray for it. We've seen God do the miraculous, so we believe in that, and I felt even today as I was preparing, it's, you know, what do you do when you're waiting on your healing? And I'm going to give you some stuff tonight, just some things for you to look at, amen. It's not just me just throwing something at you tonight. It's for you to grab a hold of the Scriptures and look at the Scriptures. And I know Brother Don, I don't know where he went, but I mean, I know last night he was kind of not really under the weather, and he had shared a testimony with me today just how God, within a short amount of time, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours, he said, I think my family thought I was somewhere else, but he said, I was in the bed just praising Jesus and thanking him. And he said, I couldn't talk. It was a matter of hours. It's his testimony. I'll have him maybe share it another time. But you know, it's just, we've got to activate this thing called faith. Amen. And I want to show you some things in Scriptures tonight. You know, what do we do when we're waiting on our healing? You know, please hear me tonight. We stand. We stand. There's a place that we as Christians have to take, and that's a place of standing. So if you have your Bibles, Mark chapter 11, verse 23. I'm going to read this out of the Amplified. I've been reading the Amplified quite a bit. Mark 11, 23. It says, I assure you most solemnly say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, in God's ultimate, in God's unlimited power, but believes what he says is going to take place, it will be done for him in accordance with God's will. It says, for this reason I am telling you, whatever things you ask for in prayer in accordance with God's will, believe with confident trust that you have received them, and then they will be given to you. Whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him. Drop the issue, let it go. I love that. Drop the issue, let it go. If you have anything against anyone, forgive them. Drop the issue or let it go. It says, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions and wrongdoings against him and others. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your transgressions. Father, tonight I thank you for your word. And I thank you, Father, even tonight as you've touched bodies here tonight, we're grateful and thankful for you being in our midst, that you are the great physician. And Father, even the testimony we heard tonight, Father, that you're here to touch bodies, you're here to touch minds. Holy Ghost, you are welcome tonight, Father. Welcome to invade our thoughts. Welcome, you know, in every person tonight to move us in a way that we need to be moved, Father. Lord, give us ears to hear, a heart to receive, and eyes to have great vision this year in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. It's an interesting passage of Scripture. Because, you know, God going to speak. It's when you're in this place of resting and you're standing that he'll begin to deposit things. And you'll be like, was that the Lord? You know, and sometimes, guys, listen, it's in the small things. It's, you know, one of the things I found that how the Lord speaks to me many times, it's through doing something for him. It's passing someone and the Lord say, pray for that person. Because it's watch this, because it's tied to my breakthrough. being obedient, right? I talked about this past weekend. Being obedient as a believer, it's tied to my breakthrough. It's tied to my continual breakthrough. That if I'm obedient to do what Christ has called me to do and asking me to do, Holy Spirit speaks. Holy Spirit is, life without the Holy Spirit would be so bad. But we have the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit speaks, that's, okay, we begin to recognize. You're going to teach a class on hearing from God. That's her next class. I told her yesterday, I said, that's exciting. Because that's the one thing so many people, I don't know how to hear from God. I think a lot of times it's because you don't stop. And you don't recognize, you know, oh, that was God. Or that was the voice of God. Or Or God just brought three people in front of me, and I'm like, well, when am I going to hear the voice of God? But he just brought three people in front of you to do to minister to or whatever it is. So it's like it's so important that we don't ignore the Holy Spirit, that there is this place, though, that we can be confident in. We can be confident in Jesus Christ, and we can move into this place where we rest. Hebrews 4, chapter 1, it says, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, the promise is there. The promise of a rest is for the children of God. It doesn't say turmoil. It doesn't say heartache. It doesn't say stress. It doesn't say judgment. It doesn't say any of that. There's a promise that remains for the children of God that we can enter into his rest. Can I tell you something, though, as a pastor and as a person? It's one of the things personally that I had to learn. You know, Pastor Ron's going to be with us this weekend, but he shared with me one time when we first went to mission. So he said, don't be the Holy Spirit. You're not going to be. You can't be the Holy Spirit for people. You've got to allow people to learn and hear from God. And that was great advice. But one of the things that I've realized over now pastoring 12 years, we've been doing this full time, is I can't change people. I can't change people. I, as a pastor, can't change people. God does the changing. I can preach. I can teach the Word of God. You can have a deposit of something inside of you, but it's allowing God to make the change. You know, because a lot of times when people hear things, it's like, that was good, that was bad, that was good, that was bad. You take what you want to take out of something oftentimes. You know, and it's like when you hear the preaching of the Word. You might hear, it's like what I always say, you might grab a hold of, you might catch the gist of a sermon and get you to operate in the area of abundance. Amen? So let me just drop down to the text. Lazarus, drop down to verse 38. We see in this story he's dead for 4 days. It says, then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone, Martha. The sister of him who was dead said to him, Lord, by this time, this stench, for he has been dead 4 days. You know, it's an interesting piece of scripture here, but do you ever think about why didn't Jesus remove the stone? Why didn't he just say, stone be moved? But he told Mary, remove the stone. See, there's the operation of faith. See, what God wants to do is he wants to partner with us. He wants to be in relationship with us. It wasn't that he couldn't just walk there and everything be clear and everything be done. It was that he's in relationship with his children. And, you know, and the response is, he's been dead for 4 days. He's going to stink. It's going to be nasty. He's in there. He's been dead for 4 days. But what Jesus is, because I believe this, that if she would have said, the stone's too heavy, I can't do the stone, or she would have never removed the stone, I don't think he would have got up out of there and walked. Because, see, it took something. It took her faith. It took not only in a place of where she stood, but it also, Jesus, that's what Jesus is looking for. He's looking for our faith. Remove the stone. Remove the stone. Guys, remove the stones. Move whatever's got to be moved. Move that thing. So then Jesus can come in and do what he does. See, his assignment was to raise Lazarus, right? His assignment was to bring him back to life. Jesus wasn't moved or worried by whether or not he was dead or alive. That God may be glorified. So God's looking, what he's doing, he's looking to partner. He's looking, you know, as you're in a place of standing, and when you have the word from the Lord, when you have that moment where the Lord says, do this. Hey, move that stone. Then you respond. You respond. You respond. We're in partnership with him. Man, he loves us. You know, and I close with that tonight. That's what God, he's in partnership with us. He needs you. We need him. You know, God. He needs us. We need him. You know, he's given us the earth. right? Please understand, he heavens belong to the Lord, but he's given earth to man to rule and reign. To rule and reign. Ye are gods, little g. Not big God, little g. He's given us a place. He's given us authority for us to walk here on earth. And we walk it out. Things happen, we stand. We don't shrink back, we stand. Amen? We keep believing him. We believe in God. Heaven awaits every believer. I mean, that's the glory of it all. It's not over. This is not a place where it's over. I mean, man, that's cool that we have a forever with him. Forever with ones that have made that commitment to Christ here on earth that we know that are there, that we'll get to see again. It's a great joy. It's a great joy in knowing. Amen. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand tonight.